Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you as often as I can, man, to help you find the keys to the door that will hopefully unlock your happiness. That's what we're shooting for. I want everybody to be as happy as I am. I know. Shut up. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found it. I hope I say something that steers you in a positive direction and helps you to find your inner happiness and share that happiness. And if you like the show, share it. Get it out there. Let's get this positivity flowing, all right? If you want to talk to me, you know where to go. The text line, 304-506-3332. If what you have to say is longer than a text and you don't want to rattle it on your phone, you can also go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. Tell me all about it. I'll give you a shout out of the air. I haven't done shout outs for a while, and you know what? I'm going to start doing those again. I've been overlooking them, been very busy, very, very busy. Don't forget that I give you the text line, 304-506-3332. I don't know if I did, but there it is again. Hit me up on there. I love talking to you. I got to give a quick thank you to Podomatic, who has been my podcast host ever since the beginning on my first podcast and on this one, and they are incredible. Podomatic.com. If you like talking like I do and you have something to say, something to share, you want to try your own podcast, hey man, it's free. It doesn't hurt. It's fun. You should try it. Go to Podomatic.com. Get your free podcast today. All right, let's see. What is the thought for the day? You know, I'm trying to get back to some of the stuff that I normally did in the past instead of just rambling on a bunch of crap. But the thought for the day is don't let the little stuff bother you. You know, is it going to matter in 5 minutes, 5 years? Who cares? Don't let the little shit bother you and weigh you down. It weighs you down and just takes you out of that positive vibe, all right? So that's the thought for the day. Okay, what am I going to talk about today? Well, I've got something I'm going to talk about today because a lot of people are asking me right now at this point in time, how do I stay positive in all this stuff? How do I keep a positive mindset through all this craziness that's going on in the world? And it's not easy. Not easy. It's a constant task, right? But I'm going to give you, I think, about 10 or so ways to keep a positive mindset to help you to stay in this, in your, that positive frame of mind. Because when you listen to this show, you get positive, you get happy, you get pumped up. And then as soon as it's over, you're like, oh, back to my life. And hopefully I can keep going and keep the positivity and hope you remember the stuff I talk about. And of course you have a copy of the book handy. You can always refer to that. But I'm going to give you 10 things to help you keep a positive mindset. Number one, this is numero uno. Practice gratitude by expressing appreciation for the good things in life. Like every day when I wake up, I say thank you. And I appreciate the fact that I have pants to wear, that I have a roof over my head. I have a car to drive. I have a job to go to. I have food to eat for breakfast and dinner. And I have my health, my family's health. And I look at that all the time, all my blessings, and focus on that. And I don't focus on the fact that, you know, maybe my truck needs brakes or something's, I'm not happy here, whatever. I don't focus on that. I don't focus on that. Focus on the good things in my life, and I'm grateful for what I have. And when you start focusing on that, that's what your mind thinks, and it totally changes your perspective on life, and you get happier. Number two, you have to set positive, achievable goals. And I talked about this on the previous show, and you have to work towards them. Now, I have a problem with that, setting a goal, because my goal is to just be happy and to share happiness. And it's like it's such a simple, wide-range goal. I mean, I could be doing so much more. And I'm like, I'm happy. And isn't that what it's all about? So set positive, achievable goals and make sure you work towards them. Number three, this is a big one, another big one. And this is one that is very important to keeping a positive mindset. Is you have to surround yourself with positive people and limit the time with negative influences on your life. So if you see that someone is bringing you down, maybe you have an addictive personality and one of your friends likes to drink a lot and drag you out and you're great friends and you go out and you do things and you get drunk and you don't want to do that. So you have to limit the time with this person and give more time to the people who make you feel joy, to the people that are positive influences in your life, that are helping you to be a better person, to really enjoy this thing called life, you know. And that's what it's all about, is just being happy. So surround yourself with positive people and limit the time with negative influences. Number four, practice mindfulness through meditation and quiet time. Okay, now I don't sit down and meditate, and I don't do yoga. I should. I don't even do yogurt, but I should do yoga. And I don't. I should stretch. I don't. There's a lot of things that I want to do. And you know what? I really want to do them this year. So, but I do practice mindfulness. When I go outside, I'll get quiet, get in touch with nature, and just listen. I'm on a mountain in West Virginia, and it gets quiet at night up here. And I just listen to life. I listen to the quiet around me. I let that soak in. And I try to really feel, not just hear, sense, or smell, feel the earth, feel nature. And I try to really do that. And I become one with myself. And then I think about who I am and where I am in my life. And when I am happy with that, and I'm doing something right. So practice mindfulness. And if you have to meditate, then do that. Number six, get enough sleep and maintain a healthy diet. And you have to, you know, promote physical and mental well-being as well. So you have to really be a positive person and promote it and be happy about who you are. And you have to get enough sleep. Now, sleep varies. There's been times in my life when I survive on 4 hours of sleep and I feel great. And if I've got seven or eight, I don't feel that good. But things have changed. I like a good six now. So you got to get enough sleep. And you have to eat healthy. You have to eat healthy. And that'll help you keep your mind's positive mindset, because you're not going to look down and go, look at my fat ass sitting here on the couch eating chips. That'll destroy your mindset, won't it? So, but if you're working towards it and you see, I lost a pound, you know? Oh, I didn't have a drink tonight. And you give yourself those little attaboys. It's like, okay, that's going to help you keep that positive mindset, right? All right, number seven, challenge your negative thoughts. You know, when a negative thought comes in my mind, I'm going to challenge that and I'm going to reframe it in a positive light. I'm going to say that again and I'm going to shorten it. Challenge your negative thoughts and reframe them in a positive light. And people are like, how do you do that? I'm like, I just do it. It's a negative thought. I don't think I'm going to get this job because other people are more qualified. I stop that and I reframe it in a positive light, saying, if I don't get that job, then there's a reason for it. But I am the best person for that job. And you got to be your own coach, your own cheerleader, because who else is going to cheer you on in life if you're not cheering yourself on? Yeah, your spouse does, you know, because, oh, whatever, you know, they do to a point, but it's just not as, it's great. But when you really cheer yourself on and push yourself to do something and you accomplish it, shit, when you accomplish something that you've really been trying to do and you finally get off your ass and do it and you accomplish it, well, you've just changed your whole perspective. Number eight, you gotta have a hobby or do some activities that bring you joy and relax you. Things that you like to do. Maybe it's with your spouse, maybe it's by yourself, whatever. You like to go fishing? Great. You like to bowl? Fine. I like to play drums and I like to mess with my computers in my studio, and I'll stay up for hours and just actually by the end of the night feel like I didn't accomplish anything, but enjoyed every minute of it. You know, and I'll tear apart a computer and I'll sweat for three hours trying to fix a computer and get in there. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm poking around. I'm burning stuff up. But it's a hobby. It's a hobby of mine. You know, or I'll, you know, whatever it is, and like music, my drums and stuff, and I'll do things with my drums, and it's an activity, it's a hobby, it's something that I do, and it brings me joy, and it relaxes me. And it takes me away from all the other shit I've been thinking about all day and all the my work stuff and all the government stuff, all the political stuff, all the controversial stuff, all the negativity and all the evil that I see all around me every day, all the time. I see it. I don't think about it, so it doesn't really affect me that much. I don't let it affect my being. So with all that, when I come home and I can play on my computer, I can spend time with my family, I can tinker around my drums and make some music or whatever it is, it relaxes me. It brings me joy. Number 9, you gotta show kindness and compassion towards other people. You have to be kind. I got a magnet on my fridge that I got, I think, from Tennessee or something like that, that says, be nice or go home. Very simply, be nice or go home. Don't need that. We don't need that negativity. You don't need it. So, and you don't need to project it. So be kind. Be nice. Damn it. Be nice. Just be nice. All right. And above all else, number 10, and if none of this stuff is working for you and you still are having a problem keeping a positive mindset, maybe you're negative, maybe you're suicidal. I've talked to people that listen to this show that have actually torn me up with their emails after they said that this show saved their life, that they were suicidal, they were ready to end it all, and happened to find my show. And it's happened more than once. And I think that is an incredible, incredible blessing. And if I do nothing else in my life, saving a person or two or five, it is very emotional for me. And if any of you that you know who you are, if you're listening, congratulations. If you're listening to this show right now and you're one of the people that contacted me about ending your life and you said you found this show and you're still listening, congratulations. You did it. You got it. You get it. You understand. And I think it's really cool that I can be a part of helping you understand yourself just by saying the things that you think, but you don't believe it until someone else says it. But we are all connected, so I understand. We're all the same. And if you open up your, they call it the third eye, the what, pineal gland, whatever, and you open up that different perspective of your mind that's past the physical, past the emotional, past sight, sound, hear, feel, touch. It's that fifth dimension. You can get into that and actually just start sensing things and sensing energy and sensing whether... Have you ever just walked into a room and you know, ooh, you feel like this is uncomfortable? Or you walk into another room, it's like, wow, what a great vibe. I feel great. I can't wait to for this night to start here. And it's the energy of the room. And if you think about it, that is our energy emitting. Positive energy, negative energy, whatever it is, you emit that. You have control of that. So, number 10, if you can't do any of this, please find a therapist or a counselor and get additional help and some support from someone who is a professional. I am not a professional. I just talk and I speak my mind. But if none of my words help you, please reach out to a professional, a therapist or a counselor that can keep track and help you to get back on and into your life and get back to who you are. All right. Because I really, and if you listen to this show, you're doing, that's the good first step. But if none of my shit helps, get help from the pros, man. And I'm helping you keep a positive mindset. There is 10 ways that I gave you to help you keep a positive mindset and help you understand that you have the power to be happy. You have the power to just feel however you want to feel. And I feel like I say that a lot, and I guess I do, but it's so simple once, as soon as you figure it out. Have you ever tried to do something and it was so hard, and then you figured it out and you did it and you're like, oh shit, that's easy. Then you could do it with your eyes closed after that. Well, this is the same way. Once you realize that your thoughts are creating your life, and if you're having a shitty day, you can just change your thoughts and the shitty day goes away. That'd be a good shirt. The shitty day goes away. Right? You can do it. We're doing it together, man. Anyway, that's the show. I'm trying to keep up and catch up with everybody. And if you emailed and I haven't gotten back, I will do go through and make sure that I answer everybody's emails and all that good stuff, and get you on here. Remember, there's a lot of ways to keep a positive mindset, but making sure you're experiencing joy in what you're doing is a good start. And the best way to experience a positive mindset is to be grateful for everything that you have and say it. Man, I'm so glad. I come down, I look at my studio, I look at my family, I look at my house, and I go, wow, I can't believe it. It's really, and every day, it's almost like I have to pinch myself. But I keep that positive mindset, and my life gets better and better, and yours will too. All right, that's it. Don't forget about the text line, 304-506-3332. I want to hear from you. Did you like this show? Did you like that? I got a little different format going on here. Do you like that? I break it up, and I'm not reading a script in the beginning of the show. Let me know, 304-506-3332. I want to see some pictures of send me some pictures of where you're from. And I got some pictures from Alaska. That was just the other day, and I got a couple from Alaska, a couple from Colorado, got some from, Kuwait, I think it was. It's crazy. And it's so cool. And it really makes me feel like we're in this together. So I appreciate it. Let me see what you're doing, where you're at. I've seen people are sending me pictures of their dogs. I love dogs. Cats are okay too. You know, I love dogs. But, anyway. Send some pictures, send some info. Let's be one big happy family, all right? Don't forget the website, bepositivepodcast.com. And above all, if you really want to support the show and you like what the hell I'm doing, go grab a copy of my book. Grab a personalized copy. When you go to bepositivepodcast.com, that pop-up's going to come up, and you can get a personalized copy. And I just signed quite a few tonight, and they're going out in the morning, and it feels really good. And I love having to think about your name and writing something that hopefully will pertain to your life, because I don't know you, and you listen to me, and if you've emailed me and told me a little bit about yourself, but I get a vibe, and I can't sign a book just, oh, here's my order, sign a book. I don't stamp it out. So if your book takes more than a few days to actually get your tracking number, it's because I have to put time into it. I got to feel it, man. So, Sonny, your book is going out in the morning. I appreciate you buying a book and supporting the podcast. And if you want to help support the show to keep it on the air, because it cost me a few bucks to do it, the books actually help. The positive perspective. If you don't have it, you should. And you know what? If your friends don't have it, they should too. Or you can loan them yours, whatever. You know how to get it. It's all in the description. I've said it time and time again. And I'm going to stop repeating myself, and I'm going to wrap this show up. Thanks a lot for listening. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.